And now, live in studio, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes.
And yes, here we are again, another day committed to being your consumer advocate, helping you understand your buying decisions and making you just a bit more street smart here in the Tampa Bay region. Here, we want to help you win in any marketplace, as we say. And the way that you can do that is save our hotline, give us a call, anything that you have that you're thinking about. A lot of times you get a letter posted on your door. Oh, I need legal advice. Okay, well, we've got five or six attorneys associated with the show. We've got lots of great home services related to the show. Save our hotline number, 813-670-7372. Give us a call on the hotline. We love it when you reach out, 813-670-7372. Website is consumerqb.com. You can see links there to all of our expert contributors on the website at consumerqb.com. Got a great lineup for you today as well. Let's go around the horn here and make our introductions. Let's go to the phones first. We got Captain Will Smith. He's an author and a pilot as well, and making a movie out of his life story, Falling from the Sky. Captain Will Smith.
Welcome. Hey, Brandon. How are you doing? Good to see you back in studio, brother.
That's right. Yeah, great to be back, man. How about yourself?
I'm going good. I'm up in Tally right now, so just doing that flying thing. And I want to talk a little bit about the website and our new author page that we have out, and the movie and potential opportunities for people in the Tampa Bay area.
That's right. Investor opportunities, sponsorship opportunities, producer roles, potentially. We're finding out a lot about the movie industry as we're going through this process. And one of the cool things is, you know, hey, if you bring enough money, you might be in the movie. You might have friends in the movie if you want. You know, there's lots of parts potentially for extras and things of that nature. So I thought that was pretty cool, Will.
Yeah. So we got for the investor part, it'll be an awesome opportunity for them because they'll be involved with the filming of it. They'll be on set while it's being filmed. They'll get to see the actors, you know, the ones that paint and going to play the major roles. It'll be awesome for them, as well as the sponsorship. So we got the two sponsors out there, the Gold and the Diamond sponsorship, and that, you know, that gives the sponsors, you know, all of their logos on all our marketing material that we're going to do for the movie across Tampa Bay, and opportunities for some maybe filming being done at their location.
Yeah, and locally here in Tampa Bay, it's going to be filmed. That's one of the big things is we're getting tax credits here. We're going to film and make the movie right here in Tampa Bay. More from Captain Will coming up very soon. Matt DeMayo as well on the show, longtime friend of the program, Straight A Strategies. Welcome back, Matt.
Thank you so much, Brandon, and welcome back to you as well. James did a great job of hosting me the last time I was on the show, and today I want to talk about Straight A Strategies for successful online learning. You know, the students have been thrown into an entirely new world. Not just the students, but the parents and the teachers have been thrown into a world that's unfamiliar to them, where they have to take all of their classes and their tests online. And I've got the very best e-learning tips and techniques to help them do that.
Yeah, you sure do. And the video followers to prove it. How many followers do you have now on YouTube?
My YouTube channel is called Be Smarter Faster, and I just broke 131,000 subscribers Monday, I think.
131,000 subscribers on Monday. Awesome. Very cool. Yep. Be Smarter Faster. Yep. Very good. More from Matt coming up here as well, and then we've got Chris Robinson in the house, About Face Cabinetry. Welcome back, Chris.
Good morning. Good afternoon, actually, and also I'll echo the same sentiment. Glad to have you back. Glad to have you and seeing you here behind the screen. And
thank you.
It's good
thank
to
you.
Be back.
Yeah, thank you much. So we're going to talk about, you know, this is a very popular area of real estate because some people hit the market, they don't get the response that they think they should have. They just thought their house was going to, you know, sell quickly. And then it comes into, hey, we might need to remodel this kitchen, this bath. There's some things. And you do it in half the cost, half the time, half the mess.
Absolutely. The best thing about what we do is cabinet refacing, where it's half the cost of normal traditional cabinet replacement. And we are not a paint job. One of the things I love to make sure our audience is understanding, that we're not a paint job. We're actually going to relaminate boxes, new doors, new drawer fronts, and a style and a color that is going to be up to date and one of those that's very desirable for a new buyer.
Yeah.
And especially when you're just trying to move real estate, especially for our investors out there who may be looking for an alternative to full replacement, full gut. And a lot of times we could salvage literally really bad cabinets and just replace certain damaged ones by themselves. So
nice.
It saves a lot of money. It saves a lot of time. Most of the time we're in and out of a kitchen in less than 5 days, including countertops, electrical, plumbing, all of it, because we are licensed professionals. We don't operate out of the back of our van. And we actually have 4 locations to serve you here in Hillsborough County and Pinellas and Pasco.
Very cool. Awesome. I love it. More from Chris Robinson coming up here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And this segment is brought to you by the Bilmar Beach Resort, the official hotel partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Shout out to Clyde Smith, general manager down at the Bilmar Beach Resort on Treasure Island. If you haven't been, you got to check it out, especially this time of year. They've got some really cool things happening. They've got the sandcastle. They call it the Sanding Ovations, but it's basically these huge works of art, 7-8 feet tall. In some cases, they're big. They just look awesome. So it's some really cool attractions this time of year. I know they've got a New Year's special coming up as well with fireworks and bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. But check them out. Bilmar Beach Resort. Make sure you let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. Take them up on those special offers and incentives just by mentioning that you're a fan of the Consumer Quarterback Show. And a couple of hot properties here. Jonathan, I'm just going to give you the autonomy here to throw something up. I'm going to pitch a couple of our properties. These are our hot real estate listings that we list, and our sellers have an opportunity to be featured in ways that no other real estate company can offer you at 4 o'clock drive time right here on 860 The Answer. We got our weekend show on FM 102.5 The Bone, and we syndicate this out to Apple, Amazon, Roku, 85 different outlets, of course, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all those other sites as well. So you're getting maximum exposure for your real estate properties, and we take great pride in that, making sure our sellers profit more on the sale of their real estate. So we got 13204 Fawn Lily Drive. This is in Riverview, out in East Hillsborough County. Beautiful place to live. God's country for sure. 4511 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 5 baths, and you got a 3-car garage. This is a resort style amenities at this property, and also a beautiful covered and screened lanai waterfront. You got a nice water view in the back, and also beautiful properties. Another beautiful property here in Tampa Bay, 1010 Bay Esplanade. This is a gorgeous home on Clearwater Beach. You're literally living in Millionaire Row when you purchase this home. You've got Hulk Hogan around the way. You've got some of the founder of Spanx. I mean, some really cool people, car dealership, entrepreneurs. 1010 Bay Esplanade, Clearwater Beach. You've got also a private deck. This is a third-story private deck that overlooks the intercoastal waterways and the Gulf of Mexico. 3151 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 bath, 2-car garage. And it's just a gorgeous place to live, work, and play right here in Tampa Bay, Clearwater Beach. You'd have a short walk, literally a short walk to the dolphin-filled waters and sugar sands of beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida, right here. Sun is shining. The weather is sweet. All right, let's jump into it. Captain Will Smith, Falling from the Sky. Real excited, man. A lot of good things happening around it. We've got a great team. We've got, you know, Christian Krimple on the team, Doug Fox, Captain Will Smith, and myself as a production team putting it together. Some of the movies attached to that group that I just aforementioned are movies like 300, movies like The Blair Witch Project. You're talking about Friday the 13th. The latest, I believe, is Underworld. So, yeah, great lineup of former movies put together from that team, Captain.
Yeah, they're great people to work with. I was just with Christian last week. We were meeting with investors. So it's that there's some investors out there. We're only looking for a couple more. They need to jump on board now because they're going to be a part of something more than just making a movie. They're going to be a part of putting life back in the Tampa Bay area, bringing the movie industry back to Tampa Bay, Florida. And being a part of something bigger than, you know, what you are is always awesome. We're also going to be helping people that are maybe looking for jobs, or they're actresses or actors, or people in hair and makeup that are just been struggling through this whole COVID thing. The opportunities are there to help us with that. We're keeping this in Tampa Bay. And maybe, you don't want to be an investor. Maybe you just want to be someone that wants to support us and have your logo on all our marketing. You have that opportunity too. We put together, while you're healing, Brandon put together the gold package and the diamond package, $15,000 and $25,000. And that gets the investor 2 tickets to the premiere showing, 2 opportunities opportunities to be behind the scenes while we're filming. They get all their logos on all our marketing. They, even if they have an opportunity of filming someplace, then very well could be their location that we could film out. With the Diamond package, there's 4 tickets for all that. Plus, you get to have dinner with me and you, Brandon, and also the main actors that are being casted in the film. So that just kind of threw a little bonus on there for the person or the company that wants to do support it at the $25,000 level, which is the Diamond one.
Yeah, that's super cool.
There are so many different options out there for everybody. We just want to get all of Tampa Bay involved, let them know what we're doing, because there's going to be more films after this. This is just not going to be a one-time shot. There's filming going on right now behind the scenes until the COVID opens up and we can do more outside stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some pretty cool ties to the music industry here as well. If you just joined us, we're talking with Captain Will Smith here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. I'm your host, Brandon Rimes. Now, when you talk about the ties to the music industry, that was pretty cool for me because, you know, I grew up in the South. I love country music. And the names that were kind of thrown out that could potentially be attached to this, and it's not yet, full disclosure, it's not yet attached, but one of our producers, Christian, has a long history with the Emmys, the CMA Awards, lots of award shows, and he was saying that Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, so folks like that like these opportunities if it lines up with their schedule and if they're not touring and those types of things. So could be potentially, you know, an A-class, A-lister like that attached to this project.
That's correct, and that's one of the other exciting things about it. So, I mean, just allowing the people to know that this is the kind of potential that's coming towards Tampa Bay, and they have an opportunity of being a part of that and sitting down and chatting with these guys, that's just awesome in and of itself. But it's, like I said, it's all about the Tampa Bay area. It doesn't matter if you're in Pinellas, Sarasota, Tampa, you know, outlying areas, Brandon, Orlando. It's an opportunity for everybody to get together and revitalize our community and get the synergism inside of everybody getting excited of getting out and making money and working and being a part of something, you know, grander than themselves, and helping be a part of bringing the movie industry back to Florida, because it left a long time ago. I'm excited. I know you're excited. The people out there in Tampa Bay listening to this, let's get excited. 2021, we're going to forget about 2020. That was, I don't know what that was, but I'm starting to wake up from that nightmare. But 2021 is going to be awesome, and we're just going to bring it to the people and say, hey, here we are. We're going to show up, and we're going to blow it out of the water.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the message, too. We've had Thomas Yunk from Cons Helping Cons talk about that message as well.
Yeah, Thomas is a great guy. He's one of our 501c3s. I'm working with him as well, and working with the marketing of maybe we always like to help out our local 501c3s and help people who are coming out of prison get back on their feet. So we have a lot of opportunities there for the people that are coming back into our community to allow them to have a job. So they're not set up for failure like so many have been in the past. So by working with them, and the book itself is about the 26 months I spent in prison wrongfully incarcerated, I understand that pain and that struggle when you're coming out and no one's there to help you, and you feel like you've been set up for failure. Yeah. So this is, like I said, this is a lot more than just making a movie. This is about helping out our community, helping the people that were maybe left behind, and giving them an opportunity when they come out of their incarceration to have the tools they need, one of them which being Ditches to Riches, that the Florida Department of Correction has picked up and put it in their JPay accounts for people being released within the next 30 to 60 days. So they have that tool to be able to become successful, and they're not sent out there and fed to the wolves and say, oh, you know, good luck to you. Sorry about your bad luck, but here you go.
That's right.
So the opportunities are there. Just there's so many of how we're helping the community rebuilding from the inside and out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Captain Will Smith, final thoughts, parting words of wisdom here on the Consumer Quarterback Show.
Well, for me, it's just, you know, don't let your, and I say this a lot, I say it in my book, but if you're going through a struggle, and I know a lot of people out there are struggling right now with this COVID and not having a job or not being able to work to full capacity, and you think you're going to lose your business, or you think you're going to lose your job, just remember this one thing. This is what I did when I came out of prison, when I had every single door slammed in my face. Do not let the situation control you. You need to control the situation. And if you keep on, if that's your mantra, and you keep on thinking about that, saying it to yourself, saying, hey, this is not going to define who I am. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm going to define my future. I'm not letting the situation or the causes around me define that.
Great advice. Absolutely. Develop those incantations that Tony Robbins thinks about, and Les Brown, you've heard, you know, I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, these things, I'm attracting success daily. Every day in every way, I'm getting stronger every day. I'm getting smarter. If you're in that position, you've got to develop your own mantra and those affirmations and say that every day. Think of it multiple times throughout the day. It's going to help guide you through those difficult times. Captain Will, thanks so much. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for having me on, Brandon. Take care.
My pleasure. All right. And coming up, we got a special treat for you here. Matt DeMayo here in studio. Straight A strategies for successful online learning. A lot of things have shifted. The pivot is on to online. Of course, Zoom learning and training online. Powerful YouTube videos and the power that YouTube can develop. Be smarter, faster. Matt DeMayo coming up, as well as Chris Robinson about phase cabinetry here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And if we have time, I might talk a little bit about some negotiation strategies. 4 tips to remember when negotiating as if your deal depended on it. Stay with us. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
This is Warwick Dunn, and you're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show, hosted by my man, Brandon Rimes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, Brandon Rimes here, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, talking about Pasco County real estate, giving you your market update for all things residential real estate right here in Tampa Bay. The number of active listings in Pasco County at the end of October, 1,588 properties available for sale. Out of those 1,588, there were 1,302 that sold. You divide those two numbers, that's an 82% absorption rate in Pasco County. Very high absorption rate. And that also equals a 1.22 month supply of inventory. Super low inventory, which equals a strong seller's market here in Tampa Bay in Pasco County, as you probably already heard if you're talking to friends out in the real estate space. Brandon Rimes here, owner of the Platinum MVP team. I would love to talk to you if you're buying, selling, or investing. We offer a free comparable market analysis. If you want to get a value on your home, give us a call, 813-670-7372. You can call or text 813-670-7372. And make sure you check out our website, PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. That's PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. And our radio show website is ConsumerQB.com. You can see links there to all of our 50-plus expert contributors for the Consumer Quarterback Show.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team, Keller Williams Realty, helping you win in your real estate deals, buying, selling, or investing. Of course, we would love to talk to you. Reach out to the hotline. Hit us up on the website, ConsumerQB.com. Big shout out to Golf Cart Depot, a.k.a. Discovery Golf Cars here in Tampa Bay. They've got a variety of golf carts available. Easy Go, Star EV, Cushman, new and pre-owned available. You can rent or buy. And they offer financing as well as mobile repair. And they also, during the COVID-19 pandemic, they are delivering golf carts to your home or office. So pretty cool. You could say, hey, meet me at the park. I'll go up there and test drive it, and I'll buy it right on the spot. So that's pretty cool. Discovery Golf Cars, a.k.a. Golf Cart Depot. Make sure you let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. Take them up on those special offers. All right, a couple of hot property listings for this segment. We're going to throw up a couple here on the screen if you're watching our TV show version on Apple, Amazon, or Roku. We got 4102 West Sevilla Street in South Tampa. This is a gorgeous corner lot home. A beautiful property. The owner's motivated as well. 2,500 square feet, and you got 3 bedrooms, 2 bath. Beautiful flooring and custom wine closet, terracotta porch. Beautiful property right here in South Tampa. Beautiful property. Check it out online at ConsumerQB.com or PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. All right, we've got a nice condo available as well, 5727 Biscayne Court, number 201. This is a property that's available up in New Port Richey. It's just shy of 1,000 square feet, two-bedroom, two-bath, two-screen balconies, new appliances, community pool, marina, covered parking at 5727 Biscayne Court up in New Port Richey. Great opportunity. See all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. All right, our friend Matt DeMayo on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Straight A Strategies for Successful Online Learning. Tell us more.
Well, hey there, Brandon. You know, I am on a mission to make a lasting positive impact on the students of this world. And, you know, I always appreciate you having me on and helping me spread the good news. And I know that a lot of your listeners that, you know, they're tuning in and they may no longer be in school. And that's okay, because you all know the expression, better late than never.
There you go.
And the all the techniques that I teach in my books and my videos really help people overcome the challenges they face as they progress in life. Look, we live in a world of information overload.
Yeah.
If you don't have the tools to keep up, you run the risk of being left behind. And everything that I do is all about teaching people the fundamentals of how to learn. You know, school is great at teaching you what to learn.
Yes.
But rarely do they teach you how to learn it. You know, think back at all the times that a teacher wagged their finger, or maybe mom wagged their finger at you and said, pay attention.
Yes.
And almost nobody's ever taken a class and how do you pay attention? Or listen to me when I talk to you.
Yeah.
And almost nobody's ever taken an actual class or learned the fundamental strategies of how to be an excellent listener.
Right.
And so recently, you know, the whole world has been plunged into this new paradigm where students are forced to take classes, you know, at home or at least on their computer. You know, my daughter is a sophomore at Florida State University, and last March she came home for what was supposed to be a two-week spring break and never wound up going back. And so here she just completed her sophomore or first semester of her sophomore year, and all of her classes, all of her tests were online. And so looking at this, I realized that as we progress through this, that there's real help that I can provide the students.
Right.
You know, when you're taking classes online, there's really two things you're being tested on. Number one is how well you can absorb the information. But the second thing is how well you can adapt to new things that are thrown your way. And so what I've done is I've presented real practical strategies. My book is available on Amazon. It's both as a Kindle and as a print-on-demand book. And it's a short read. It's only 51 pages,
which
means a person can it's called Straight A Strategies for Successful Online Learning.
Got it. Perfect.
And so because it's a short read, somebody can, you know, go through it easily and quickly. It's not a bunch of philosophy or motivation or rah-rah. The first half of the book is really dedicated to what you need to do to get prepared for this whole new situation. Literally, how to turn your space around you into something that's as similar as possible to what you're dealing with in the classroom. And so it's all the housekeeping type stuff. And I get into really unusual things like where do you sit or what do you wear?
Hey, Matt, look, we're coming into our break here. Can you hang over to the third segment for us? And we'll dive a little deeper into that. Matt DeMayo here. And his book is out, Straight A Strategies for Successful Online Learning. He's got an awesome YouTube channel as well, Be Smarter Faster, 131,000 subscribers on that as well. And we have our feel-good story of the day coming up. Customers' act of kindness sparks two-day pay-it-forward chain at a Dairy Queen. Stay with us right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We'd love to connect with you online at RandomRhymes1 on Instagram and Twitter, Consumer Quarterback Show page, and the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We'll be right back.
This is Chris Voss, former FBI lead hostage negotiator and owner of the Black Swan Group, and you're listening to Consumer Quarterback Show hosted by my friend Brandon Rhymes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at consumerqb.com. You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at consumerqb.com.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, helping you win in your real estate deal. Certified negotiation expert. I actually teach negotiation and branding at other classes. I teach them at the realtor boards here in Tampa Bay, helping you win in your real estate deals if you're buying, selling, or investing. Of course, we would love to talk to you. This segment is brought to you by Replenish IV Solutions, the science of nutritional balance. Now, what do I mean when I say the science of nutritional balance? They've got multiple locations here in Tampa Bay. They will also make house calls, but we're talking about getting a vitamin infusion injection right into your bloodstream. And what else is more important than your health right now, especially with the Chinese virus, all these different flu season right here, we're in the middle of it. Replenish IV Solutions, they can offer you zinc, all the B, C vitamins, all the great vitamins, and in a hydration package as well for those that, you know, maybe do a little bit of drinking on Saturday night or something like that. Replenish IV Solutions, Gandy Boulevard. They've got a new Tampa location and a Pasco location in Wesley Chapel. Make sure you let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. Take them up on those special offers and incentives just by mentioning that you're a fan of the Consumer Quarterback Show. And let's go to a couple of our properties here, Jonathan. We've got a couple of properties from the Platinum MVP team, Keller Williams. All right, this property on LaRue Drive in Hudson, 13733 LaRue Drive in Hudson, 1,700 plus square feet, three bedrooms, two baths, two car garage, granite kitchen counters, tile flooring throughout, large Florida room, and you got two community pools in the community. Great opportunity right here in Tampa Bay. And our next property, 1780 Clearwater Largo Road. This is a commercial building. Check this out. This is a very affordable commercial building. It's priced in the 200s. It's a mid to low 200s for a commercial building on Clearwater Largo Road right here in Tampa Bay. You've got a hot corner location, two garage doors, so it's opening up. It's got like those bay doors there. And you got 40 to 50,000 vehicles a day, 12 parking spots right here in Tampa Bay. Great commercial opportunity. Yeah, look at the drone photography there. Compliments of Fabre Frameworks. Corner lot right in Clearwater Largo area here in Tampa Bay. $200,000 price tag. Owner is motivated. Check out all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. All right, we got Chris Robinson in studio, About Face Cabinetry. But first, we're going to go back to Matt DeMayo. Straight A Strategies for Successful Online Learning is his book, his YouTube channel, Be Smarter Faster. Make sure you subscribe, follow him. And also, while you're at it, while you're on YouTube, follow the Consumer Quarterback Show as well. Now, Matt, hey, I just came across an interesting article here. It's number 10 on the AM860, The Answer, Salem Media's email list they send out. But it says, new software can detect when employees are lazy. And it says from the story, United States Patent and Trademark Office's records indicate that Microsoft is staking claim over novel software that allows employers to monitor staffers' body language and facial expressions during virtual and in-person meetings and delivers a numeric, quote-unquote, productivity score, topping out at 800 for companies overall. So pretty interesting as we're moving to this online learning, the Zoom, I can imagine some people kind of sitting there watching Zoom with their hand, you know, on their chin, kind of, you know, trying to stay awake. Isn't that interesting?
You know, you talk about that. My daughter was telling me that when she takes her exams at Florida State, that they use software for the people taking their tests that monitor your eye movement to make sure that you're not looking at cheat notes that you've got posted somewhere else in the room. They actually have you sometimes take a video of the room you're in, and then they literally monitor your eye movements.
Yeah.
Think about how Orwellian this kind of stuff really
is. Micromanagement.
Man, oh, man.
Chris and I were just talking about before the show about some of the headlines, too. But yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. Don't look down. Don't look left. You got to look right.
Yeah, my daughter talks about you got to maintain eye contact. with her laptop computer.
Yeah.
You know, online learning, though, really has both good news and bad news. The good news is you can take classes whenever you like. The bad news is you take classes whenever you like. When the heck do you like to take classes?
Yeah. When you're motivated, when it's a topic that you like, when you're driven, when you have that immigrant's mentality of, hey, this is, I'm brand new to this country, or I'm brand new to this opportunity, that's when you really appreciate it, Matt.
Absolutely. And the people that had that high level of motivation are obviously going to always be the successful ones. Hey, before I go, I have a gift for your listeners.
Awesome.
If they go to startremembering.com, startremembering.com. Now, some of you need to remember that. You can get a free video report on how to triple your memory power without using mnemonics or association or any memory tricks. So if you want to learn how to triple your memory power for free, go to startremembering.com, and you'll have an opportunity to watch a short animated video that I put together. I think you'll really enjoy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Startremembering.com. And while we're on the topic of online, I actually saw a post from a friend of mine as well. He had mentioned that he's a teacher in South Florida, and he said, I guess it was ISS, so I think it's internal school suspension. They're doing that via Zoom now, too. So imagine that. You're sitting at home, kind of what we just talked about. You're in that internal, you know, suspension at school, and you're in Zoom. And I guess I said, well, at least they know they're not at an amusement park or at the pool.
You know, did you see that they're suspending some kids or throwing kids out of school for stuff, for political stuff that they've got posted in their own room?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, it's like, what a world.
It is. Well, it started decades ago, too, with a lot of the Chinese dollars making their way into our school systems, a lot of the socialistic, communistic type, you know, teachings that they do.
This is why I'm for charter schools.
Yeah.
You know, public schools are great. My daughter has been an excellent result of public school education. But I'm seeing how much political indoctrination is going on there. And so I'm in favor of as much school choice as parents can possibly have.
Absolutely. I like it. All right, we're coming into our final thought here. Matt DeMayo on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Be Smarter Faster is his YouTube channel. And also his book is online, Straight A Strategies for Successful Online Learning. Matt, give us your final thoughts of wisdom, parting words of advice.
Everything that I teach takes a little bit of work and effort. Always remember that the fastest way to get to the top is to get off your bottom.
Yes, I love it. Great, great.
Thanks, Brandon.
Great parting word there.
Hope everybody comes to visit me on Amazon as well as YouTube.
Amazon
thanks.
As well.
Thanks,
buy
Brandon.
The book. Hey, thanks a bunch. We appreciate you calling in, Matt. Always a pleasure. All right, that's Matt DeMayo, Straight A Strategies for Successful Online Learning. Always a great interview here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And he's local here in Tampa Bay as well. Great guy. All right, Chris Robinson in the house. Let's talk about real estate. Let's switch gears. You know, this show started as the Real Estate Quarterback Show over 7 years ago. And it's one of our core philosophies is, you know, adding value to that consumer. And I, you know, your business definitely brings that value.
Absolutely. And that's how I got started in the biz. I was a buyer and seller, a flipper. Started in 1997, 715 Caracas Street. Never forget it. Of course, you'll never forget your first
flip. That was the first
right?
one, huh? Nice.
That was my first one. That was back when Seminole Heights was Seminole Lows. It was definitely a challenging area for the time. And in fact, now that real estate's going up for, oh gosh, I've seen stuff off Chatillon going for over $200 a square foot.
Very close to downtown, right?
Yeah, it's amazing how that area has transformed. And I had actually two properties there, 715 and 708. And I was buying and selling and learning how to do it. And I became better at fixing the houses than I did actually flipping them. In fact, that 715 crack, because I actually lost money. I put in all brand new cabinets. I did this. I did that. And there's got to be a way to have a better bottom line.
So you did like a little over-improvement.
Yeah. You over-improve a property into your first one, you're always going to learn on your first flip, right? So you have to kind of go with the flow. And in fact, what was happening with my business was as it started to grow, I started to notice that, man, I'm doing very well as far as the product that I'm giving to the buyer.
Right.
So it was looking great, but it was just costing me too much money. And so eventually I kept flipping a few properties here and there, and I would start doing work for other other clients that just, hey, I heard you did this bathroom job, and I'd love to see that. And, of course, this is before social media, before right. cell phones, before, you know, iPhones where you could take pictures and videos of things. And, yeah, oh, yeah, I'd love to get a price from you. And at that time, I was just learning the biz of it, and I said, yeah, well, let me come take a look. And I would just build this nights and weekends. I was full-time employed at a local dealership here in Tampa, and I was doing this all on the side, nights and weekends. And I was pre-children, so I was able to kind of work until 11 o'clock at night, go to work at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And but anyway, long story short, I got to the point where it started to get so good, I needed to get my contractor's license.
Nice.
I needed to do this full-time and just really kind of focus on it. And that was back in 2007. That I opened up Tampa Home Pro, which is a general contracted company, and we were buying and selling and flipping and doing bathroom renovations. But I could not find a decent cabinet company that could do what I needed them to do, which was saving me money, cabinet refacing. I've been working with Formica and laminate since high school back in 1989. So I had been learning all the different creative ways to save money on flipping properties. So I've got firsthand experience with it. So when I became a GC and I started Tampa Home Pro, and then 6 months later, I started About Face Cabinetry.
Very good.
And the name of the company is all about the face. If I could just make this look good.
Right.
And also has a little bit of a feel-good story on my side. This is, I was a drug-using drummer in rock bands.
Oh, wow.
And, doing the Tampa tour circuit. And it was just, but it was a lonely and dark time in my life. And,
right.
And just God kind of turned me around.
Wow, that's cool.
And really just gave me a new direction.
Right.
It was just kind of doing an about face.
About face, yeah.
But it's also about the face. So whenever I look at a kitchen that just looks terrible, what can I do to fix that face?
Right.
What can I do to make it look good? I don't need new bones. I don't need new skin. I don't need new muscle. I just need a new face.
Yeah.
Just give it something that it is able to benefit the person who owns the property without spending so much.
Because make it pop.
There's so much involved with full cabinet replacement. You're going to have to deal with your flooring. You're going to have to deal with your drywall. You're going to have to deal with electrical. All of those issues are going to come up. And if you could just get in there for half the cost, half the time, and half the mess, what better opportunity you have to make a little bit more money and to sell things faster. We have numerous letters from realtors that they called us up and said, hey, well, tell us about this half the cost, half the time. What's this going to do for me? Well, we actually had a client who hired us and brought us into the house. We said, listen, it's probably going to take a reface in the kitchen, reface in the master. Let's put some granite countertops in.
Right.
Beautiful home. They've been in it 20 years. They grew their kids up in it. Now they're trying to move out to a different part of town. They moved to Jacksonville. And they said, yeah, well, listen, we got offers, but we're getting offers like $30,000 below our asking. They were asking $300 for the property. They were getting asked. They were like, $250. We'll give you $260 because we've got to redo the kitchen.
They're trying to price it in their own mind.
They're in their mind. Yeah. They're thinking, oh, my gosh, I got to spend $30,000, $40,000 to get this kitchen and bathroom. And I will kid you not, I think the contract was for less than $8,000. We went in there, put in new cabinets, refaced the countertops, refaced the cabinets, redid the countertops, just level one granite, real simple stuff, white, basic square raised panel. We came in there, got it done in 1 week.
Wow.
The realtor held a open house on Saturday morning, had the same people come back.
Mm.
One of them was a cash buyer who was offering the cash to them for $30,000, $40,000 less. He came back in and said, write it up for a full asking price. I'll take it right now.
Wow.
That's exactly what happened. And
I love
once
that.
They closed that deal, and we've got that in writing from a realtor who told us that, hey, look, you saved my deal.
Yeah.
You saved the deal because I could not sell this thing.
That's right.
For what, we could have sold it for less, but they were able to maximize the bucks.
Yeah.
Well,
because
the realtor
side of that thing is that, hey, they paid for professional photography.
Right.
They're wasting open house weekend.
They can't get it sold.
Yep. And then their contract's about to expire, and they're like, wow, I've lost $1,000 or $1,200, whatever that number is.
So what really happened on the back end of that, after we were done, she actually increased the price just a little bit to kind of offset that, about $8,000, I think it was, for that contract.
Yep.
And she said, the same guy that was offering cash said, hey, I'll take it full price, what you're asking right now. Let's close within less than 30 days. I guess he had to move.
Nice.
But the owner of the property who had already moved to Jacksonville drove all the way down here to hand my salesperson that check and say, thank you for saving my deal. Wow. You made it happen because I couldn't get it sold any other way.
That's awesome.
And that's all it took was just to take a little bit of time out of your schedule to schedule a free in-home consultation. It's about facecabinetry.com. And we have a short little small form that's on there. Just put your name and your phone number, and let's be in touch with you in less than 20 minutes. We'll get that email. We'll get back in touch with you. We never share information on our website with your personal information. We never stalk you with emails and calling you, and that, we don't do that at all. I operate under one true philosophy, and it's worked for me for a long time. I want to do unto others that I would have done to me.
Yes.
So I encourage everybody who's listening today. And in fact, as we're talking about having a special today, we're actually talking, if anybody goes to aboutfacecabinetry.com and puts in their name and address, and under the message bar, if you will just type the word Brandon.
Cool.
If you put Brandon in that message box, we will come out and give you an estimate free of charge. And if you do go with us, we're going to include, which is up to a $89 value per drawer, free soft close drawers upgrades.
Oh, cool.
So if you've got just regular old drawers that just slam right into that, and if you want to do a reface with us, we're going to include all brand new soft close mechanisms for your drawers. So,
well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah,
for
so
our
we're
going to
put that in there,
man.
And kind of a Christmas wrap up, and we're at four locations here in the Bay Area. We service Hillsboro, Pinellas, Pasco. We also service into Lakeland, Sarasota, and Bradenton is coming up. But we'd love to have you give us a call and see if we can help you.
Perfect. About Face Cabinetry. Go to the website. Put in Brandon as the special ticket number, et cetera. And also reach out to the hotline. Give us a call. Text Cabinets to 813-670-7372. You can call or text that number. That's an off-air line. You're not going to be put on the radio show. 813-670-7372. Call or text that number and tell them you heard Chris here on the show about Face Cabinetry, and you want to take them up on that $89 soft close upgrade offer on your brand new resurfaced cabinetry and right here in Tampa Bay. We got another segment coming up. Stay with us.
Sure.
When we come back, we are going to have more from Chris Robinson, and also our feel-good story of the day. Customers' act of kindness sparks a two-day pay-it-forward chain at Dairy Queen. Find out about this cool story of human kindness right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Check out ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rhymes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, Brandon Rhymes here, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, giving your real estate market update for Hillsborough County. These are the residential listings available at the end of October. There were 3,348 residential properties available in Hillsborough County. And out of those 3,348 properties, 2,488 sold. That gives us a 74% absorption rate. That is a high rate of absorption, and it also equals a 1.35 months supply of inventory, equals a strong seller's market. It's a great time to sell right now. Of course, if you're buying, selling, or investing, we would love to talk to you. Brandon Rhymes here. My wife Lindsay and I own and operate a top team at Keller Williams Realty. We actually rank in the top 1% of all realtors here in Tampa Bay. Give us a call at 813-670-7372. Free comparable market analysis. 813-670-7372. And check out our website, platinummvpteam.kw.com. That's platinummvpteam.kw.com. And for our radio show, you can check us out at consumerqb.com, and you can find 80 plus categories, 50 plus show partners at consumerqb.com. And Brandon Rhymes here signing off. Thank you so much. Make it a great day.
You're You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here. Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. This segment is brought to you by Brothers Easy Moving, the official moving partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show and Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Brothers Easy Moving. Make sure you let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. Local or long distance moves, they do a great job. They personally moved me and my family to our new lake home, and I highly recommend Brothers Easy Moving. Gary Thacker is the owner. Let him know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. A couple of hot property listings here in Tampa Bay. Beautiful real estate property available. Check out PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com for all of our real estate properties. We got 12208 Four Oaks Road right here in Tampa Bay. This is a 5-acre property where you can build up to 40 units right here in Tampa Bay. The owner's asking over $1 million, but it's a great opportunity. We know the demand is there. We know that inventory is low. Why not build right here in Tampa Bay, sell some properties, go into the real estate development space, 5 acres right here, prime development opportunity, close to malls, close to shopping in Carrollwood, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, right in Tampa. 6128 Oak Ridge Avenue, Newport Richey, 1 full acre, 4,100 plus square feet, 4 bedrooms, 4 bath, waterfront home right on the river. So you're riverfront right here. Take your boat, go out fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, bring your jet skis, bring your kayaks, enjoy the waterfront living right here in Tampa Bay. Check out all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. Every day we're going to tell you something good in our feel-good story of the day. Tell me something good. All right, so this is an act of kindness by a customer at a Dairy Queen in Minnesota sparked a 2-day pay-it-forward chain. Last Thursday, a drive-through customer offered to pay for the food for the driver behind them. The next customer followed suit, which sparked a chain that continued through Saturday evening. So this is from Thursday to Saturday evening. Think about how many vehicles are driving through this Dairy Queen. By the end of the night on Thursday, $10 was left over to keep the chain going into the next day. And after hearing about what was happening, another person called and donated $80 to the cause, meaning Dairy Queen started Friday with $90 to pay it forward to drive-through customers. And quote, "I've had it happen where it went for like 10 to 15 cars, but I've never seen it like this. Never for over a day," said manager Tina Jensen. And Jensen said customers were grateful and eager to participate. Quote, there's a couple that was so surprised. One lady almost was in tears, she said. And in the end of the day, it was nearly $10,000 worth of food was paid for by more than 900 customers. So that's pretty cool. 900 customers on a pay it forward chain at Dairy Queen. Good stuff. So the human capacity for kindness is still there, Chris.
You know, it's encouraging. It really is, because 2020 is obviously a year we all want to kind of look in our rearview mirror, right?
That's
so,
right.
As we're looking back on that, I'm just thankful that we've got this season where we can celebrate in many different facets of family and friends, and being thankful that we're all here on Earth, and thankful that we can just be in the best country on Earth, and
that's right.
We can put 2020 behind us. Would be a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The human spirit is still alive with stories like that. Absolutely.
It's great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we got about a minute left. So give us your final thoughts, parting words of wisdom, and you know, could even recap your offer if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah. If you visit us at aboutfacecabinetry.com, it's all about the face. So aboutfacecabinetry.com. And if you just enter your info in there, if you want us to come out and give you a free estimate just to see what it is we do, what we offer, how we do things, no obligation whatsoever. If you do that and you do want to get something from us, if you'll mention Brandon's show here today, we actually want to upgrade you to some soft close drawers. And in addition to all the other upgrades that we can talk with you about, to whatever's going to maximize your enjoyment of the kitchen, bathroom, whatever it is you're looking for to be done. Words of wisdom would be, you know, we at About Face Cabinetry, again, we love to talk about doing unto others as you would have done to you. And
yeah.
And so many times out there, we hear real crazy stories of contractors just not doing the right thing,
yep.
And taking off of people's money. And we definitely are a company that shines above that because we want to do unto you what you would have done to us.
It's a great motto.
That's the way we operate.
Good job, Chris. All right, awesome. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Follow us online at Brandon Rimes 1 on Instagram and Twitter, Consumer Quarterback Show, as well as the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We'll see you next time. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Contact Brandon Rimes at 813-670-7372. That's 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com. And join us next time for The Consumer Quarterback Show.